This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The new edition of the science journal Nature includes a report that concludes that basic conservation policies around the world are failing to protect hundreds of critically endangered species. Dr. Ana Rodriguez is a research fellow for the Center for Applied Biodiversity Science at Conservation International in Washington. She's a lead author of what CI is calling a global gap analysis study. Ana Rodriguez, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
This report says there are gaps in areas set aside for conservation and that these gaps leave unprotected many endangered species. How does this come about?
Well, that is indeed what we found. We found that despite the fact that the global protected area network has been increasing dramatically in the past decades, there are still major gaps in coverage of species, even the most threatened species of the world.
What kinds of creatures are you talking about? Elephants, lions, or fish, or what?
Our study used information on all mammal species of the world, so it includes your elephants, all amphibian species, all species of birds which are threatened, and all freshwater turtles.
Now, you say that there are a lot of protected areas. Indeed, 10% of the world's surface now has some kind of protected status. So why are so many species unprotected?
On one hand, those 10%, which is actually now more than 10%, it's 11.5%, they are just not enough. The other reason is that we can't just have those kinds of targets as 10%. They need to be strategically located, actually by saying we need to protect the regions that need most protection first.
So what are the implications for what you're saying? You're talking about protecting significantly more than 10% of the world's surface in order to protect these creatures. Is that a realistic goal?
It definitely is a realistic goal. We're not talking about setting aside a big percentage of the world where people can't just get in. In fact, the current network of protected areas, it's not all strict protected areas in the sense of no-go regions. They include indigenous reserves, they include forest reserves, they include multiple use areas where people actually live. But we're saying that there's regions of the world that need more investment in conservation. The shape in which this conservation happens is variable, needs to be adjusted region by region.
Is it the case that there are specific areas of the world where most of what you're saying applies?
Absolutely. What we found, and this is not a surprise because biodiversity is not evenly distributed around the planet, what we found is that the regions that need to be a major urgency for investment in expanding the global protected area network, they're concentrated in particular regions. They're mainly tropical, wet forests, and within those mainly mountains and islands.
Aren't these, though, some of the poorest areas in the world? And if you're saying to these areas, you need to set aside more places where you can't exploit natural resources, that's quite a burden, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what we're trying to say here is not that it's the responsibility of these countries to make this protection. What these countries have is a disproportionate amount of what is a global richness, which is global biodiversity wealth. So what we're trying to say here in this study is that these countries need help, and they need help by the global conservation community to protect what is a global resource.
Dr. Ana Rodriguez, research fellow for the Center for Applied Biodiversity Science at Conservation International. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Alex Chadwick for Day to Day.